Hey, wonderful people, welcome back to another episode of the Digital Prabhakar Show, where in this episode we have Johnny Demus with us, who is the podcast host at Entrepreneurs on Fire. You have probably heard of the podcast a lot of times because it is so popular that almost every big entrepreneur I know have been on the show. He is also an author. He is the author of the book called The Uncommon Path to Common Success, and I have invited him on my show, and he has said a lot of golden nuggets around podcasting, being an author, future of podcasting, and the cool part, he has been podcasting since 2012, which is more than a decade. Back then, it was not so easy to start a podcast like we have right now, platforms like Anchor. So I have also talked something about the past of podcasting and as well as the future of podcasting, as I mentioned earlier. So without any delay, let's deep dive into the episode. So, hey John, so you have been podcasting since 2012, and it has been more than a decade now since you are running Entrepreneurs on Fire podcast. So what do you believe has been the biggest challenge in podcasting landscape over the past 10 years?
I say the biggest challenge is continuing to create good content for the listeners, because there's so many options. There's so many opportunities for people these days, whether it be TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, podcasting, YouTube. There's so many options for people that if you're not creating great content, if you're not continuing to challenge yourself to create real solutions to real problems, you're not going to win. So that's been the biggest challenge over 10 years, is remaining relevant.
Okay, that's great. So I've been always having this thought in my mind, like, you have a very great name for your podcast, Entrepreneurs on Fire. So how did you get that idea for your podcast?
So back in 2012, I was trying to come up with a name for my podcast. I knew that I wanted to interview entrepreneurs, and I knew that I wanted my listeners to know the podcast was going to be about entrepreneurs. But that was really where I stopped. I said, I want the word entrepreneurs in the name, but how do I evoke energy, excitement, passion? And I'm watching a show on ESPN called SportsCenter. And what SportsCenter is it just gives the best highlights of that day's sports. And if anybody here has ever watched the NBA, you've probably heard of LeBron James. And it just so happens that night, he could not miss. He was making three-point shot after three-point shot. And the announcer goes, LeBron James, he's on fire. And I said, that's it. That's the name of my podcast, Entrepreneurs on Fire. And it just clicked. I went to the website, GoDaddy, and checked if it was available for a domain. It was. I bought it, and the rest is history.
So that's really great. So, like, can you share some examples of, like, how you have creatively used podcasting to build your personal brand and promote it?
So listen, when you are interviewing incredibly successful individuals like Tim Ferriss, Gary Vaynerchuk, Tony Robbins, Barbara Corcoran, you are essentially having these one-on-one conversations with them. People are looking at you, having conversations with them, and they're saying, wow, if Tim Ferriss thinks spending 15 or 20 or 30 minutes with John Lee Dumas is worth his time, I might need to look a little bit into who this John Lee Dumas guy is. So just association was a big, big deal that was really important and really huge. And then also just doing something that was different and unique and special. Entrepreneurs on Fire was the first daily podcast interviewing entrepreneurs. There was no other show doing that. So it was new, it was unique, it was special. And that really got people talking. When people talk, they share. And when people share, they become evangelists. And when they become evangelists, your show will naturally grow on its own accord.
Okay. So, like, right now, it has been a lot easier to start a podcast, like simply go to Anchor and sign up for free. So back then, was there any platform kind of Anchor, or like how you used to publish the episodes?
It was much more difficult back in 2012. There was no Anchor. You had to pay for podcast hosting. You had to go and figure out how to utilize it, how to record the MP3, how to upload it to your media host. And it was all much more difficult. But that made it better because as soon as something like Anchor came along, then everybody can just go there, press the record button, and create some crappy piece of content. So that's typically what people do. So I like the barriers in place. In fact, there's a quote that I really love. The higher the barrier, the lower the competition. So the harder something is to do, the less competition you're going to have because it's hard to do. So the ease that podcasting's become over the past 10 years, how much easier it's become to podcast has been a big negative.
Like, how do you approach monetizing a podcast basically?
So listen, if you're going to monetize a podcast, there's one thing you need to focus on. Are you creating the number one solution to a real problem? You as the podcast host need to identify what are the problems, the challenges, the struggles that your listeners have. And then how can you create the solution to that problem in the form of a product or a service or a community or coaching? That's how you're going to monetize, focusing on those areas.
Okay. So now you are also an author as well. You have written the book Common Path to Uncommon Success, right? So
correct.
How did you got like that idea that now I should write a book as a podcast host?
Yeah, so it took me 10 years of interviewing the world's most successful entrepreneurs to build enough knowledge to write a book. Because I didn't have anything important to say until then. I didn't have any unique thoughts, strategies, because I was learning. I was being educated by other people. I was reading their books. But after 10 years, 3,700 interviews with successful entrepreneurs, I was able to step back and take their genius, their knowledge, their step-by-step process, and figure out what were the commonalities of those thousands and thousands of successful entrepreneurs, and how can I build that up into one streamlined process, into a 17-step roadmap to financial freedom and fulfillment. And when I knew I had that roadmap, I knew it was time to write the book. And that's why I wrote The Common Path to Uncommon Success.
So how do you maintain a good relationship with a guest after interviewing them?
So it's very important to build and then maintain a great relationship with a guest after you've interviewed them, because guess what? You just spent time with them one-on-one. You've built up some rapport from that conversation you've had. Don't waste that now. So I love to have email follow-ups on a monthly basis with a certain number of my past guests, just checking in saying, how can I help? What are you up to right now? What's interesting to you? What's new in your world? Just asking questions and then listening. And oftentimes it's usually, hey, thanks for checking in. All's good in my world. Hope all's good with you. But just having that kind of consistent connection, it's very important. Because for me, when I did that over the course of 10 years, and then I launched my book, when I went back to them and said, hey, my book is about to launch, can you help me with a promotion? They were much more likely to help with that promotion because I stayed in touch. I remained friends with them over the years. Than if I just said, hey, remember me? I was a guy that interviewed you 8 years ago. I just wrote a book. Can you promote it? They would have been like, I don't really remember you that well, or we don't have a relationship anymore. And they wouldn't have helped. So those relationships, maintaining them can be very valuable.
So like, what was your first income through the podcast?
Say that again.
What was your first earning from the podcast?
So the first ways that I monetized the podcast was through coaching. I had somebody reach out to me and say, hey, John, I see that you're doing a podcast. Your podcast is out there in the podcasting market space. I want to launch a podcast. I have no idea where to start. Can you coach me? Can you help me? Can you guide me? Can you walk me through the start and the creation of my own podcast? And I wrote back, absolutely. Here are my coaching rates, which I just made up on the spot. The person said, great, I'll take that package. And we started coaching, and that was my first monetization.
Okay. So from interviewing a lot of people, so like, when was the time when you realized, okay, so this guy is really big,
like, you know, we interview people, we continuously interview people, but at one point of time we feel okay, so now whoever the guest is really big. So when was that?
So I'd say when I first interviewed Tim Ferriss, and I was like, man, this is a person who I've read his book, I've looked up to him, I've learned a lot from him. This person's a really successful, large, well-known entrepreneur. For me, that first interview, I can remember it so clearly right now. Like when he first like jumped on, just like I jumped on with you here today, and I saw him for the first time, like I got nervous and I was like, oh my God, this is a conversation with somebody, you know, who I really look up to and admire. And like, just then deciding to go from strength to strength on that and to say, you know, hey, now that I've interviewed Tim Ferriss, let's go for Gary Vaynerchuk, let's go for Tony Robbins, let's go for Barbara Corcoran. Let's just continue to go from strength to strength. It was a really enjoyable experience.
Okay, so Tim Ferriss, right?
Yes.
Okay, so like, tell us something about the content repurposing part, because that is something I see you are doing side by side, right? So content repurposing through the podcast part.
If you're going to create a great piece of content, if you're going to interview somebody for 20, 30, 45 minutes, there's a lot of opportunity to take that podcast, that piece of content that you've created, and repurpose it onto different platforms. So of course, this is going to be a great podcast, but why can't it be a great Instagram clip and then a TikTok clip and then a post on Facebook and then LinkedIn? Like, there's no reason not to take the content that you're creating and repurpose it across all the different platforms, because you never know where people are going to be in the world when they see that piece of content. And that piece of content may remind them to say, you know what? I forgot that this guy posted a podcast. Let me go on my drive to work today and give it a listen. And they might not otherwise have remembered to do that. So put it out across the world, create one piece of content, repurpose it across all the platforms. You won't regret it.
This actually happened with me when you told me, like, okay, so here is a clip and I should check the whole video. So recently, like, there's a guy called Steven interviewed Gary V, and there were a lot of clips popping out on Gary's profile. And okay, so I think this is the most recent interview Gary gave. So I just go to YouTube and watch the complete interview for value. So that is something.
That's a great example. So that's exactly what happens, because, you know, again, sometimes you might be like scrolling through your phone, you know, as you're about to run out the door and you see something and you're like, oh, well, I'm about to get in the car for 45 minutes. I need something to listen to. Why not this? And so that can be a great kind of reminder for people.
Okay. So like here, basically in like India and Nepal, basically South Asian countries, the rise of podcast we have been seeing since past 1 or 2 years now, right? In the foreign, like USA, the place you are living, it's like already from a lot more time, right? So where do you see the future of audio podcasting going?
Well, first off, I love Nepal. I've been to Kathmandu. I've been to Pokhara. I actually did a 12-day trek of Annapurna in the Himalayas.
Wow.
Beautiful country, beautiful people, amazing, warm-hearted. So I love,
thank you so much.
I love Nepal. It's a wonderful, wonderful place. And the future of podcasting is going to be this. It needs to be an individual who has a passion for a topic, who really enjoys a topic, but who also has value to give to the world on that topic, combining that passion and that value together to create a very specific podcast that solves a very specific problem. Don't try to launch a broad podcast that's just like everybody else's podcast. Find out that one problem that you want to solve and that you can solve incredibly well, and create a podcast whose sole focus is solving that problem for the listeners.
Okay. So like at the time when you started Entrepreneurs on Fire back in 2012, so did you started it as a side hustle or like completely full time?
I went all in. I said, you know what? I'm going to jump out of the plane with no parachute and I'm going to build the parachute as I fall. And so I didn't want to give myself a way to kind of, you know, crawl back to my real job, because honestly, I didn't want to go back. So I didn't even want to give myself an option. So I just cut the cord. I went all in and it was all I did. I just ate slept, and breathed Entrepreneurs on Fire.
Do you have any regrets over like any mistake you made, anything that you are like, okay, I should have done this? Do you have any regret around podcasting?
I've made plenty of mistakes, but I have zero regrets because mistakes are what you build successful businesses on.
Yep. Your biggest mistake?
My biggest mistake would probably be not launching my podcast earlier.
Man, we think right now that, okay, so you have been doing this since 2012. Like we have just started. We are just a lot more smaller right now as a in the podcast thing, right? So you have been doing mostly audio podcast, as I have seen that. So like video versus audio podcast, what would you recommend?
I recommend video. I think video is great to do because you can repurpose it in a better, more effective way. You can put it on YouTube, LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, the whole nine yards. So if you're willing to do video, video is a great way to do a podcast.
Okay. So like if someone is just getting started with a podcast thing, so like going solo would be a better option or like interview show. So what would you recommend on that? Solo versus interview show?
Do solo shows. Because again, anybody can do an interview show. They ask the people the exact same questions that people have been asked 100 times. There's not real unique value in that. But if you can just create, again, a show based around you as the solo host, and you're creating a real solution to real problems, that show is going to be very valuable.
Okay. So for those who are just starting out, what would you advise them?
My advice is very simple. Identify a real problem in this world that you passionately want to solve. If you identify a real problem that you passionately want to solve, build a show around solving that problem and you will win.
That's great. So yeah, that's it for today. Thanks for being with us today, John Lindemus. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. It was great spending time with you. Adios.